Nobody bats an eye at statements about average differences in the bodies of women and men. Why are possible differences in our brains a source of contention?
Well, that's an interesting question. I guess because there are so many societal outcomes riding on the issue. If you think that, you know, males and females are innately hardwired to be different in some ways that can affect, say, career choices or career outcomes or things like, you know, the salary gap and so on, then you can maybe justify the existence of those things by saying, well, that's just biology. On the other hand, if you think that culture is doing everything, then there's other implications of that in the sense that we might want to start treating boys and girls differently to the way that we do now.
What has neuroimaging demonstrated about how average adult female brains differ from average adult male brains?
Well, there's a distinction here that's really important. A lot of people are saying these days there's no such thing as the female brain or there's no such thing as the male brain. And that's absolutely correct. There isn't. And the problem is with the word the, there's no such thing as the human brain. Our brains all differ. There's a huge amount of individual variation in our brains and in our psychology just because we're different human beings. But on top of that, there are some differences that are apparent when you compare groups of males and groups of females. And so the big one is actually that male brains are bigger on average. They're about 10% larger. So there's a huge distribution in brain size in each sex, and they overlap a lot. It's just that the distribution is slightly shifted larger in males.
Is bigger always better in terms of brain function?
Well, that's really interesting because bigger is better in one sense, in that a larger brain is correlated with a higher IQ. However, that correlation only holds within each sex. So within males, a larger brain is correlated with a higher IQ. And within females, that's also true. But the difference between males and females in brain size is not correlated with an average difference in higher IQ, which is a really interesting finding. So now you have to ask, well, why not? What's different? And one of the interpretations may be that there are other things that are different, say in the organization of the brain, that offset the size difference. So there's something more sort of fundamentally different, not necessarily fundamentally, but widely different between male and female brains that offsets that simple size difference and breaks that correlation that otherwise holds between brain size and IQ.
It's interesting that when we look to compare anything when it comes to women and men, we're always looking to figure out who's best at something. Isn't it possible that human society needs differences between brains in order to function optimally?
I think that's a reasonable position. And I think that the field has moved somewhat to an idea that, well, maybe there's some complementarity in roles. And ecologically speaking, I think that that's justified in an evolutionary sense, that the way that our species evolved, there were differences in the roles that males and females played beyond just mating practices and so on. But there is an area actually that where these things become really important, and that's in medicine, particularly in psychiatry. So the rates of psychiatric disorders, different kinds of psychiatric disorders, differ a lot between males and females. So for example, depression and anxiety are significantly more common in females, while things like schizophrenia, ADHD, autism, even conditions like stuttering are much more common in males or somewhat more common in males than in females. And that then becomes important. What is it about the male brain that makes it more susceptible to, you know, whatever is causing autism or schizophrenia? And what is it about the female brain that makes it more susceptible to, you know, real clinical depression?